समाचार सेवा प्रभाग से प्रस्तुत है कार्यक्रम परिक्रमा।
नमस्कार, हमारी स्टूडियो की घड़ी में शाम के 4:30 बजे हैं और ये समय है आपके अपने न्यूज मैगजीन कार्यक्रम परिक्रमा का। श्रोताओं, आधे घंटे के इस कार्यक्रम में राष्ट्रीय और अंतर्राष्ट्रीय समाचार होंगे। चलेंगे अपने क्षेत्रीय संवाददाताओं के पास और जानेंगे कि क्या कुछ खास है उनके पास। इसके अलावा खेल गतिविधियों पर भी रहेगी हमारी नजर और हम करेंगे उन विशिष्ट व्यक्तियों को भी याद जिनकी आज है पुण्यतिथि, जयंती या जन्मदिन। कार्यक्रम परिक्रमा में आज मैं हूँ आपके साथ वैष्णवी और मेरे साथ है मेरे सहयोगी अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। नमस्कार अभिषेक।
Hello Vaishnavi, hello and good day everybody. You are tuned to Parikrama 100.1 FM. I'm Abhishek Mukhopadhyay and with me today, of course, is my co-host Vaishnavi. And for you, we have a selection of news, our discussion segment Dateline India, reports, capsules, tributes and much more. All these over the next 30 minutes. We begin with the news headlines first.
तमिलनाडु और पश्चिम बंगाल विधानसभा चुनावों के लिए अधिसूचना जारी होने के साथ ही नामांकन प्रक्रिया शुरू।
Prime Minister and Senior BJP Leader Narendra Modi addresses party workers of Assam.
वित्त मंत्री निर्मला सीतारामन ने कहा, वैश्विक अनिश्चितता के कारण विश्व की मुद्राओं में अस्थिरता, परंतु भारतीय अर्थव्यवस्था की बुनियाद मजबूत।
लोकसभा passes Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code Amendment Bill to address procedural delays and interpretational issues among stakeholders.
बिहार के मुख्यमंत्री नीतीश कुमार ने राज्यसभा के लिए निर्वाचित होने के बाद राज्य विधान परिषद की सदस्यता से इस्तीफा दिया।
श्रीलंकन प्रेसिडेंट अनुराग कुमारदिसनायका लॉड्स इंडिया फॉर सेंडिंग 38,000 मेट्रिक टन्स ऑफ फ्यूल एमिड द वेस्ट एशिया क्राइसिस।
और भारत की शीतल देवी को वर्ष 2025 का सर्वश्रेष्ठ पैरा तीरंदाज चुना गया।
And now, listeners, it's time for a segment, Dateline India, in which we take a look at the developments taking place at the national or the global level. And today we will talk about International Day of Zero Waste. And today marks the International Day of Zero Waste, Vaishnavi, which is a global reminder that the choices we make right from our kitchens to our communities can shape the future of our planet. And today we are diving into a topic that touches every single one of us, every single day food, but not just the food we eat, the food we waste. Let's start with a powerful reality check. Every year, humanity wastes an astonishing 1 billion tons of edible food. And there's nearly 20% of all the food available to consumers worldwide. And imagine preparing 5 plates of food and throwing one straight into the bin. That's essentially what we are doing as a global society. Now, here's where it gets even more personal. Can you please elucidate, Vaishnavi?
जी बिल्कुल श्रोताओं, खाने की बर्बादी का सबसे बड़ा हिस्सा लगभग 60% हमारे अपने घरों में होता है। जी हाँ, हमारे घरों में बचा हुआ खाना जिसे हम भूल जाते हैं, जल्दी खराब हो जाने वाली सब्जियां और जरूरत से ज्यादा बना हुआ भोजन, ये छोटी छोटी आदतें मिलकर बड़ी समस्या बन जाती है। बाकी बर्बादी होटल, खाने की सेवाओं और बाजार की व्यवस्था में होती है, जहां बनाने, रखने, ले जाने और इस्तेमाल करने के दौरान कई कमियां रह जाती हैं। लेकिन ये सिर्फ खाना बर्बाद होना नहीं है, इसके साथ पानी, ऊर्जा और जमीन जैसी कीमती साधन भी बर्बाद होते हैं। और जब खाना कचरे में सड़ता है तो हानिकारक ग्रीन हाउस गैस भी निकलती है, जो पर्यावरण को नुकसान पहुंचाती है। सबसे जरूरी बात, इसका मतलब है कि बहुत से लोग जो हर दिन भूखे सोते हैं, उनके पास ये खाना पहुंच ही नहीं पाता।
Now, let's talk about the good news. Vaishnavi, well, this problem is solvable. Global leaders and organizations are already taking action. The United Nations Environment Programme and UN Habitat are working together to lead this important observance, encouraging people everywhere to rethink how we produce, distribute and consume food. And they are calling for a transition to something known as circular economy. So what does that mean?
पहले हम क्या करते थे? बनाओ, इस्तेमाल करो और फेंक दो। लेकिन अब एक नया तरीका आ रहा है, सर्कुलर अप्रोच। इसका मतलब है कचरा कम करना, चीजों को दोबारा इस्तेमाल करना और जितना हो सके रिसाइकलिंग करना। खाने के मामले में ये और भी आसान है, बस थोड़ा सोच समझकर प्लान करें, खाना सही तरीके से रखें, बचा हुआ खाना जरूरतमंदों से साझा करें और जो नहीं खाया जा सकता उसे खाद बना दें। सबसे जरूरी बात, ये काम सिर्फ सरकार या बड़ी कंपनियां का नहीं है, ये हम सबकी जिम्मेदारी है। दुनिया भर में लोग जागरूकता अभियान, प्रशिक्षण सत्र, सामुदायिक रसोई और बिना कचरा जैसी पहल से छोटे छोटे कदम उठाकर बड़ा बदलाव ला रहे हैं।
Yes, and these efforts directly support the global vision outlined in the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, especially Sustainable Development Goal 11, Creating Sustainable Cities and Communities, Sustainable Development Goal 12, Promoting Responsible Consumption and Production. And together, these goals aim to reduce waste in all forms, not just food, but also natural resources and even electronic waste. And let's talk about something interesting from recent research. According to findings from the Food Waste Index report by the United Nations Environment Program, food waste patterns are surprisingly similar across different countries and cultures. And no matter where we live, we tend to waste food in similar ways, but there's progress. The latest 2024 report includes more data than ever before, helping countries measure, manage food waste more effectively across households, retail and food services.
अब बात आप पर आती है, आप आज से क्या कर सकते हैं? चलिए आपको कुछ आसान और असरदार कदम बताते हैं। पहला, खाना बनाने से पहले योजना बनाएं। सिर्फ वही खरीदें जिसकी आपको जरूरत है। खाने को सही तरीके से स्टोर करें ताकि वे ज्यादा समय तक ताजा रहे। बचे हुए खाने से कुछ नया बनाने का कोशिश करें। और चौथा, बचा हुआ खाना अपने दोस्तों, पड़ोसियों या जरूरतमंदों के साथ साझा करें। वहीं पांचवा है कि बचे हुए खाने से खाद बनाएं, कचरे में फेंकने के बजाय मिट्टी में मिलाएं। याद रखें, घर पर किए गए छोटे छोटे बदलाव ही दुनिया में बड़ा बदलाव ला सकते हैं।
Yes, Vaishnavi, and I think it's very important as we see from our discussion here that let us take and fix responsibilities, fix some accountability and not wait for someone else to address this very vexed and complex problem. And imagine a world where no food is wasted, where every meal is valued, where resources are respected. That's the vision behind the International Day of Zero Waste. And it's not just a dream, it's a future we can build together. So the next time you open your fridge, serve your plate or clear your table, pause for a moment. Think about the journey that food took to reach you and how you can honor it. Because when we waste less, we care more, not just for ourselves, but for the entire planet. And every bite counts, every action matters. And together, we can create a zero waste world. So stay tuned, stay mindful, and as always, stay green. And as part of a series, People's Padma on Akashvani, in an upcoming episode, we speak to Dr. Suresh. Dr. Suresh is renowned for his work in hemophilia care and advocacy, and he will be honored with the Padma Shri.
So I am born with hemophilia. Hemophilia is a congenital bleeding disorder that is since birth. The main cause for hemophilia is lack of certain clotting protein. My mama, when he came to know that I too have hemophilia, he used to tell me, you should become a doctor or do some research in this field, as there is nothing available for treatment or any guidance. The first internship salary, that remuneration, I went for registration of Karnataka Hemophilia Society. Though it is small amount, but that gives me an immense pleasure.
Correct.
That I registered society with my first earning in the life.
Yes, and to listen to the conversation, tune into 100.1 Akashvani Gold today evening at 5:10 p.m. And you can also listen to it on News on AIR app and News on AIR official YouTube channel. It will also be broadcast tomorrow morning at 9:10 a.m.
और अब समय है अपने क्षेत्रीय संवाददाताओं से जानने का कि उनके पास क्या खास है।
Yes, and as election campaigning gathers momentum across Kerala, the Election Commission has intensified efforts to bring more young voters to polling booths. More from a Thiruvananthapuram correspondent, Smithy M. Palluruthi.
Across Kerala, a unique moment is currently gaining momentum, one that puts young voters at the heart of democracy. The Election Commission's statewide campaign, Ende Vota, Ende Shakti, meaning my vote, my strength, is now reaching communities across Kerala and encouraging young people to recognize the power of their vote. Organized in collaboration with the Kerala State Legal Services Authority and the Janamaitri Police, the initiative blends awareness with creativity. Streets are turning into into stages with lively street plays and flash mobs capturing attention, while interactive sessions and classes are opening up conversations about the importance of voting. Behind these efforts are legal experts and volunteers who are working closely with young citizens, guiding them, informing them, and inspiring them to take part in the democratic process. The focus is very clear. Kerala is having more than 4.6 lakh new voters between the age of 18 and 19 and more than 45 lakh young voters in their 20s. Reaching out to this generation is very important. Through this campaign, the election department hopes not just to inform but to inspire, aiming for a voter turnout of over 86%. Because here, every vote is more than a choice. It's a voice, a strength, and a step towards shaping the future. Mithi M. Paluruthi, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
आज हम बात करेंगे एक ऐसे आविष्कार के बारे में जो विज्ञान और संवेदना का अनूठा संगम है। झारखंड के कोडरमा के एक युवा ने अपनी मेधा से शारीरिक रूप से अक्षम लोगों के जीवन में नई रोशनी बिखेरी है।
झारखंड का कोडरमा जिला एक बड़ी वैज्ञानिक उपलब्धि का गवाह बना है। यहाँ के झुमरी तिलैया के रहने वाले युवा वैज्ञानिक कुणाल अम्बष्ट ने काया न्यूरोसिंक नामक एक ऐसा उपकरण विकसित किया है जो आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस यानी एआई को मानवीय संवेदनाओं से जोड़ता है। ये डिवाइस साधारण व्हील चेयर को एक ऐसी स्मार्ट व्हील चेयर में बदल देता है जो पूरी तरह से इंसान के दिमाग और आंखों के इशारों पर चलती है।
हमारा मकसद भी यही था कि ह्यूमन इंटेलिजेंस को आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस के साथ में मिलाना और इस तरीके से मिलाना कि आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस ह्यूमन इंटेलिजेंस की हेल्प कर सके उन कामों को परफॉर्म करने में जहां पर कुछ लोग असमर्थ हो चुके हैं या असहाय हो चुके हैं। यहां पर आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस जो है वो एक तरह से कह सकते हैं आप को पायलट है जो कि आपके साथ आपकी मदद कर रहा है, लेकिन कंट्रोल जो है वो पूरी तरीके से इंसानी दिमाग तरंगों का ही।
कुणाल की इस तकनीक का लोहा न केवल भारत बल्कि विदेशों में भी माना जा रहा है। हाल ही में नई दिल्ली में आयोजित एआई इम्पैक्ट समिट में 20 से अधिक देशों के प्रतिनिधियों ने इस स्वदेशी तकनीक की सराहना की। वहीं इग्नू द्वारा आयोजित राष्ट्रीय स्तर के स्वदेशी उद्यमी महोत्सव में इसे देश के 16 सर्वश्रेष्ठ प्रोजेक्ट्स में से प्रथम पुरस्कार मिला है। ये आविष्कार आने वाले समय में दिव्यांगजनों के लिए आत्मनिर्भर भारत की एक नई इबारत लिखेगा। परिक्रमा के लिए कोडरमा से गजेंद्र बिहारी सिन्हा के साथ रांची से मैं महविश रहमान।
Yes, and as Lent nears its solemn conclusion across Goa, historic church squares come alive with a haunting melody unique to the season. The centuries-old Santos Pasos, or Holy Steps, continues to reflect the state's deep cultural and spiritual identity. Our correspondent brings a special feature on the sights and sounds of this enduring tradition. We have a report.
As dust settles over Panji, the silence is broken by the deep notes of brass bands at various churches. The Santos Pasos procession begins, transforming the iconic steps into a stage of devotion. Clad in red and white, members of the confreria carry charols bearing the statue of Christ, symbolizing his journey to Calvary. Incense fills the air as the faithful walk in quiet reflection. A defining moment comes with the singing of Saint Veronica, whose Konkani chant brings the procession to a moving pause. Villages like Tagaw and Rabandar, the emotional encounter between Christ and his mother draws deep devotion. Santos Pasos remains a living expression of Goa's faith, music and heritage. For Parikrama, Mahesh Sopade, Panji.
Yes, and moving on, the Andhra Pradesh Girijan Cooperative Corporation Limited, GCC, based in Visakhapatnam, has received the Scotch Awards 2025 in the Tribal Welfare category. GCC Vice Chairman and Managing Director SS Shobika received it on behalf of the organization in New Delhi recently. We have a report.
Girijan Cooperative Corporation, GCC, was honored for its efforts under the theme Transforming Tribal Livelihoods Through Fair Markets and Entrepreneurship. The corporation has focused on improving market access for tribal communities and strengthened processing and marketing systems. Employment opportunities have been created for women and youth in tribal areas. The corporation ensures fair and transparent procurement of minor forest produce following minimum support price norms. This helps protect tribal gatherers from exploitation and ensures stable income. GCC has strengthened Vandan Vikas Kendras and Vandan Produce Enterprise Societies. These support tribal self-help groups, especially women. They provide skill development, infrastructure and support for value addition and entrepreneurship. The corporation has also expanded market access for tribal products. It participates in exhibitions and trade fairs. Branding initiatives have improved product visibility and price realization. GCC promotes sustainable harvesting practices. It also safeguards tribal rights over forest resources. Measures have been introduced to improve governance and transparency. These include digital payments, e-auctions, quality control systems, and technology-based monitoring. Speaking on the occasion, GCC Vice Chairman and Managing Director Ashobika said, "The award reflects the efforts of tribal farmers, GCC staff, and government support." She said, "GCC will continue to focus on strengthening tribal livelihoods and fair market systems." Allu Murali for Parikrama, Akashvani News, Vishakhapatnam.
From Vishakhapatnam, we turn attention to Karnataka. And in Karnataka, a new Gen post office was inaugurated at the Suratkal campus of the National Institute of Technology, Karnataka, by the Department of Post, Mengaluru Division. We have a report.
The revamped Srinivasnagar sub-post office has been transformed into state-of-the-art new-gen facility, designed primarily to serve students and the academic community. The modern outlet combines India Post's 170-year legacy with a digital-first approach. Moving beyond the traditional counter-based setup, the new-gen post office offers free high-speed Wi-Fi, a self-booking kiosk, contemporary writing spaces, a relaxation lobby, and a library corner. Additional amenities include complimentary tea and coffee, a water dispenser, a dedicated game zone, and a selfie point featuring a high-five mural symbolizing the connection between tradition and today's youth. This is the fourth NGEN post office in Karnataka and the first in the Mangalore division, positioning it as a vibrant, multifunctional hub where students can study, collaborate, and access postal and financial services in a comfortable environment. With Sudhindra's report, Jigyasa Pandey for Parikrama.
अब चलते हैं खेल के मैदान में और जानते हैं वहां की ताजा हलचल। भारत की शीतल देवी को विश्व तीरंदाजी ने वर्ष 2025 का सर्वश्रेष्ठ पैरा तीरंदाज चुना है। जम्मू कश्मीर की 19 वर्षीय शीतल देवी पिछले साल दक्षिण कोरिया के ग्वांगजू में आयोजित विश्व पैरा तीरंदाजी चैंपियनशिप में महिला कंपाउंड व्यक्तिगत स्पर्धा में स्वर्ण पदक जीतने वाली पहली और एकमात्र पैरा तीरंदाज बनी।
Yes, and in IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals will face Chennai Super Kings at the Barsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati this evening. And the match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Indian time. And now on to some business news. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended the last session of the fiscal year 2026 with steep losses of more than 2%. The Sensex tumbled 1,636 points to close at 71,948. The Nifty also shed 488 points to settle at 22,331. Both indices witnessed a broad-based sell-off across sectors and closed lower for the second straight session. And for more updates about the market activities, tune into Akashvani's bilingual program, Market Mantra, at 6:30 p.m. this evening.
अब हम याद करेंगे महान स्वतंत्रता सेनानियों को और बात करेंगे उन महान व्यक्तियों की जिनकी आज है पुण्यतिथि जयंती या जन्मदिन।
On March the 25th, 1948, 10 more states, namely Kushalgarh, Banswara, Kota, Bundi, Jhalawar, Tonk, Shahpura, Pratapgarh, Dungarpur, and Kishangarh of the southern and southeastern Rajputana joined together to structure another union that is named East Rajasthan. Subsequently, the Udaipur state Mewar also got united in Rajasthan Union on April the 18th, 1948. The name was then changed to United Rajasthan. On March the 30th, 1949, four more states, viz. Jodhpur, Jaipur, Bikaner and Jaisalmer joined this integration and the region came to be known as the Greater Rajasthan. The principalities of Nimra and Lava also joined the integration. Thus, March the 30th came to be celebrated as the Rajasthan Divas.
On the 15th of May 1949, the Matsya Union was amalgamated into Greater Rajasthan and thereafter the confederation was named as the United State of Greater Rajasthan. Sirohi State joined the federation on the 26th of January 1950, which got the name United Rajasthan. On the proposal of the State Reorganization Committee, Ajmer-Mewar region was also fused with Rajasthan in November 1956, and thus emerged the contemporary state of Rajasthan.
We also remember freedom fighter Karim Khan, who took part in the First War of Indian Independence in 1857. A resident of District Karoli, Rajasthan, Karim Khan was the younger brother of Mehrab Khan, a prominent leader of the independent activists in Kota. He was involved in the attack on the political agency Kota on the 15th of October 1857, in which Captain C.E. Burton, the political agent, and his two sons were killed. He fought against the British forces on the 30th of March 1858, was captured, and later hanged by the British troops. We salute the great martyr.
We also remember freedom fighter Surendranath Nag, who was martyred on the 30th of March 1943. Nag was born on the 23rd of May 1917 at Aberdeen, Port Blair in the Andaman Islands. He used to work as sub-assistant surgeon under the British administration, but later joined the Indian Independence League and worked for supporting it financially. He was arrested on the 22nd of January 1943 on the charge of spying and imprisoned in cellular jail. He was shot dead in the Andaman Islands on the 30th of March 1943. We salute the great martyr.
आधुनिक हिंदी साहित्य और टेलीविजन जगत में नई शैली और व्यंग्य की परंपरा स्थापित करने वाले रचनाकार मनोहर श्याम जोशी की आज पुण्यतिथि है। वे एक प्रसिद्ध उपन्यासकार, व्यंग्यकार और पत्रकार के रूप में जाने जाते थे। उनके उपन्यास कुरु कुरु स्वाहा और कसब हिंदी साहित्य की महत्वपूर्ण कृतियों में गिने जाते हैं। इसके अलावा उन्होंने भारत के पहले लोकप्रिय टीवी धारावाहिक हम लोग और बुनियाद की पटकथा लिखकर टेलीविजन इतिहास में भी विशेष बनाया। उनकी रचनाएं आज भी पाठकों और दर्शकों के बीच लोकप्रिय है।
Yes, and we also remembering Anand Bakshi, who passed away on this day in 2002. He was a poet and lyricist. He won the Filmfare Award for Best Lyricist 4 times during his career. He wrote more than 6,000 film songs in more than 300 films. And Bakshi was fond of writing poetry since his youth, but he did this mostly as a private hobby. And in 1983 interview with Doordarshan, Bakshi recounted that after his initial studies, he joined the Indian Navy, where due to paucity of time, he could only write occasionally. He continued to write poetry whenever time permitted and used his songs and lyrics in local programs related to his troops. He worked in the Navy for many years and simultaneously tried to market his songs in the Mumbai film world. Bakshi came to Hindi films to make a name for himself in writing and singing, but ended up becoming most successful in writing lyrics.
सरल शब्दों में दिल की भावनाओं को गीतों में ढालने वाले हिंदी सिनेमा के महान गीतकार थे आनंद बख्शी। अमर अकबर, एंथनी, दिलवाले दुल्हनिया ले जाएंगे और कर्ज जैसी फिल्मों के उनके गीत आज भी बेहद लोकप्रिय है। आनंद बख्शी के शब्दों की मिठास के साथ आइए आपको सुनाते हैं ये प्रसिद्ध गीत।
तेरे मेरे बीच में कैसा है ये बंधन,
Yes, and we are also remembering Michael Dibdin, who passed away on this day in 2007. He was a British crime fiction writer best known for inventing Aurelio Zen, the principal character in 11 crime novels set in Italy. After publishing his first novel, Sherlock Holmes, Pastiche, he lived for 4 years in Italy, teaching at the University of Perugia. Dibdin is best known for his Aurelio Zen mysteries set in Italy. The first of this, Rat King, won the Crime Writers Association Gold Dagger Award for the best crime novel in 1988. This series of detective novels provide a penetrating insight into the less visible aspects of Italian society over the last 2 decades of the 20th century and the start of the 21st. The earlier books have lightness of touch that gradually becomes much darker, and the character of Zen himself is anti-heroic, which adds much to the book's irony and black humor. And a final Zen book, End Games, appeared posthumously in July 2007.
अब हम बात करेंगे साहित्य और कार्टून कला के माध्यम से समाज और राजनीति पर गहरी टिप्पणी करने वाले प्रसिद्ध लेखक और कार्टूनिस्ट ओवी विजयन के बारे में। आज ओवी विजयन की पुण्यतिथि है। वे मलयालम साहित्य के प्रमुख रचनाकारों में गिने जाते हैं। उनका प्रसिद्ध उपन्यास खासी किकंते इतिहासम भारतीय साहित्य की महत्वपूर्ण कृतियों में शामिल है। उन्होंने अपने लेखन और कार्टून के जरिए सामाजिक और राजनीतिक मुद्दों को प्रभावशाली ढंग से प्रस्तुत किया।
Yes, and Vincent William van Gogh was born on this day in 1853. He was a Dutch post-impressionist painter who is among the most famous and influential figures in the history of Western art. In just over a decade, he created approximately 2,100 artworks, including 860 oil paintings, most of them in the last 2 years of his life. And his work includes landscapes, still lifes, portraits and self-portraits, most of which are characterized by bold colors and dramatic brushwork that contributed to the rise of expressionism in modern art. And also, I'd like to add here, the Vaishnavi, that Sharadindu Bondopadhyay was born on this day in 1899. He was a Bengali language writer. He was actively involved with Bengali cinema as well as Bollywood. The creator of the Bengali detective Bomkesh Bakshi, Sharadindu composed stories of a wide array of varieties, including novels, short stories, crime and detective stories, plays and screenplays.
आज हम याद कर रहे हैं भारतीय सिनेमा के शुरुआती दौर में अभिनय और फिल्म निर्माण को नई पहचाने देने वाली अग्रणी अभिनेत्री देविका रानी को। उनका जन्म आज ही के दिन 1908 को विशाखापत्तनम में हुआ था। उन्हें भारतीय सिनेमा की फर्स्ट लेडी भी कहा जाता है, क्योंकि उन्होंने फिल्मों में अपने अभिनय के साथ साथ निर्माण और प्रबंधन में भी महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका निभाई थी। उनकी फिल्म अछूत कन्या 1930 के दशक में बेहद लोकप्रिय हुई और सामाजिक संदेश देने वाली फिल्मों में गिनी गई। भारतीय सिनेमा में उनके अमूल्य योगदान के लिए उन्हें दादा साहेब फाल्के पुरस्कार से सम्मानित किया गया। उनके कार्यों ने भारतीय फिल्म उद्योग की मजबूत नींव रखने में महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका दिलाई थी। और अब चलिए आपको ले चलते हैं उसी दौर में और सुनते हैं देविका रानी की फिल्म का यही गीत।
And now we remember Celine Dion, who was born on this day in 1968. She is a Canadian singer, entrepreneur, philanthropist, dubbed the Queen of Power Ballads. She is known for her powerful technical skilled vocals and commercially successful works which have had a significant impact on popular music. With over 200 million records sold worldwide, Dion is a best-selling Canadian recording artist and the best-selling French language artist and one of the best-selling musical artists. Let's listen in to one of her most popular tracks.
I see you, I feel you, that is how I know you. Go on, far across the distance and spaces between us, you have come to...
Yes, and we're also remembering Norah Jones, who was born on this day in 1979. She's an American singer, songwriter and musician. She has won several awards for her music and as of 2023 has sold more than 53 million records worldwide. Let's listen in to one of her hit tracks.
Couldn't tempt us if it tried, 'cause the afternoon's already coming long. And I said,
yes, and it is also the birthday of Eric Clapton, who was born on this day in 1945. He's an English rock and blues guitarist, singer and songwriter. He's regarded as one of the most successful and influential guitarists in rock music. Clapton ranks second in Rolling Stone's list of the 100 greatest guitarists of all time. Let's listen in to his wonderful track, Wonderful Tonight.
And brushes her long, long hair, and then she asked me, do I look alright? And I say, yes, you look wonderful tonight.
And we are also remembering Tracy Chapman, who was born on this day in 1964. She's an American singer, songwriter. Let's listen in to one of her hit tracks.
I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal.
Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose.
और श्रोताओं, अब समय हो चला है आपसे इजाजत लेने का, तो वैष्णवी और अभिषेक को अनुमति दीजिए परिक्रमा कार्यक्रम यहीं पर समाप्त करने की।
थैंक यू सो मच फॉर बीइंग विद अस। अंटिल द नेक्स्ट टाइम, बाय एंड नमस्कार।